Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. In our last program, we talked about how God defines love. And God defines love by His law, meaning His Ten Commandments. Now, people will say, well, we can't keep those commandments. Those commandments are burdensome. That's not what God says. In 1 John 5, verse 3, God says that His commandments are not burdensome, that God's commandments express God's love. So that's contrary to what you've been taught, but you, of course, need to listen, just like I do, to the Scriptures. So read that, please, 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, where God says, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. And then we saw how God defined His love through law by reading in Romans chapter 13 and also in James chapter 2. So that's where it's spelled out that love is defined by law, and that law has 10 commandments in it. Now, today we're going to see another example of a person who had a chance to express love through the law, but this person blew it. Why did they blow it? Well, the answer is they blew it because they were trying to operate on their own power. Now, it is a true statement that we cannot fulfill the law as God has intended it based on our own carnal human intentions. Because God's law is a law of love, but this is godly love. This is the type of love that transcends our human capacity. So we need God in us in order to fulfill all that God wants from us. Now, God is love, so if God is in us, then we will be love. But the key is to have the Spirit of God in us to enable us to have the heart and mind of God so that we can do the things of God. And again, if God is love, then we must be love. And God expresses His love not just through the letter of the law, but through the Spirit of the law. And the Spirit of the law is love. It's all a cycle. God is love. He expresses His love through law. He lives in us through the power of the Holy Spirit, which then teaches us to follow God's law and empowers us to follow God's law, which means that we are expressing love, which means that we are being like God. So that's just that cycle. It starts with God, goes through us, goes back to God, because God is love, and if God is in us, then we must be love. So let's look at an example of how God wanted a rich person to fulfill His law of love and see how that person fell short. But again, we're going to come back and see God's solution to this problem. Okay, let's turn over to Matthew chapter 19, and we'll start reading in verse 16, and we'll read through verse 26. So this is Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 26. Here it says that a rich young man came to Jesus and said, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus responded by saying, "Now why are you calling me good?" Right? Why are you calling me good? "Don't you understand that there is none that's truly good but God?" So what Jesus is saying is, if you really believe that I'm good, then you must believe that I'm God, because there's only one who is good, and that's God. So you must believe that I'm God. And if you believe that I'm God, then obviously it follows that you're going to believe what I say, and you're going to do what I say. Right? So this person, by his own actions, proved that he really didn't believe that Jesus was the good master, because if he believed that Jesus was the good master, then he would have followed what the good master taught him. Because a master has authority, right, over his servant. And God has authority over us. So if we believe what God says, and if we believe that God is God, then we're going to do what God says. All right, so he's asking this question, "What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "If you want eternal life, then keep the commandments." Now that probably blows your mind also, because you've probably been taught by your pastor, erroneously so, definitely contrary to the scriptures, that keeping of the commandments has nothing to do with eternal life. But here Jesus is answering and saying, if you want to enter into life, then keep the commandments. Why? Because that's the way of life we are going to live throughout eternity, the way of love. If God is love, then we must be love. If we're going to relate to God, have a personal relationship with God the Father, with God the Son, if we're going to have a personal relationship with God, then we have to relate to God based on love. And God defines love by His law. And the law has commandments. So He's saying, if you want to enter into life and live this way of love forever, then you have to keep my law as defined by the commandments. Now, which commandments? In verse 18, He says, and this is what the person is asking. He says to Jesus, which commandments are you talking about? Jesus answers him unequivocally, unambiguously. He says, thou shalt do no murder. Now, what commandment is that? That's one of the Ten Commandments. So we know what commandments a person is expected to follow if they want to have eternal life. Now, I'm not saying that you earn eternal life by keeping the commandments. No, that's a gift from God. But by keeping the commandments, you show God that you want to live in unity with Him throughout eternity, because God is love, and if God is love, then we must be love in order to relate to God in this loving relationship. And God defines His love by His law, and His law has 10 commandments. Which commandments? As an example, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor your mother and father. All of those are parts of the law. They're a part of the Ten Commandments. In fact, that's 5 of the Ten Commandments. Now, it's interesting that Jesus left out one of the commandments that has to do with loving your neighbor as yourself. Because in verse 19, here He says, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself is the whole fulfillment. It's the whole emphasis of these specific commandments that He just mentioned. So He mentions specific commandments, but then He also mentions what is the guiding principle behind those commandments, which is you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But He left off one of those commandments. The first 4 commandments out of the 10 commandments teach us how to love God with all of our heart, might, and soul. The last 6 out of the 10 commandments teach us how to love our neighbors as ourselves. Jesus gave 5 of those 6 commandments. Which one did He leave off? He left off, thou shalt not covet. Right? So Jesus is saying, keep all of these commandments. Now, why did Jesus leave off this one about thou shalt not covet? Well, it's obviously because this person had a covetous attitude. He was coveting his money, loving his money more than he loved other people and more than he loved God. All right? So let's go on to see this. In verse 20 it says, the young man said to him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What do I lack? And now Jesus is going to tell him, what is the spirit of the law, or the spirit of the commandment behind thou shalt not covet? The spirit of the commandment thou shalt not covet is that we should give away stuff, not covet it, not hoard it all to ourselves, but instead give it away. That's an act of love, by giving away our possessions so that other people can be enriched. And it says in verse 21, this is why Jesus addressed him this way. After the young man asked him, what do I lack? Jesus said, what you lack is this commandment that I didn't specify, which is thou shalt not covet. So what you lack, specifically what Jesus is saying, is if you will be perfect, then go and sell all that you have, give it to the poor, then you shall have treasure in heaven, and then you can come and follow me. But what was the young man's response to that? In verse 22 it says, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful. Why? Because he had great possessions. He was rich. He was a rich young man, and he didn't want to give away his great possessions because that's what he trusted in. You remember the scripture that says, wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is going to be? His heart, his desire, his goal all of his emotion was wrapped up in his great possessions, and he did not want to part with his possessions. So Jesus basically said, well, then you have to part from me. And the person just voluntarily parted from Jesus because he didn't want to have any of that, because he was a covetous person. So he didn't have true love, because true love says that not only will you not covet, but you're going to give to other people. Just like we should not kill, but it doesn't end there. We should not kill, that's true, but we should not even hate a person. And in fact, we should even go to the point where we're laying down our lives to save another person's life. That's true love. That's the love that God is looking for. Alright, so again, let's see how the rest of the story unfolds. In verse 23, then Jesus said to his disciples, verily I say to you that a rich man, it's very difficult for that person to enter into the kingdom of heaven. In fact, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, we all know that it's impossible. It's impossible in the natural realm for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Notice Jesus' next words. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, well, then who can be saved? Because that's physically, humanly, in the physical realm impossible. But Jesus said to them, with men this is impossible. Granted, that's impossible. But with God, that's the key, with God, all things are possible. So in other words, we can have the love of God so that we keep the commandments of God in the full letter and spirit of the law, by not coveting, but giving away all that we have, by not murdering somebody, but instead laying down our lives so that another person can live. That's the love of God that is possible only through God living in us. Now, God is love, and if God is in us, then and only then can we be love. And so, that's the key, is to know that God is love, and God is in us, so we must be love, and God tells us how we can love, and love is defined by God's law. The law that God is referring to is the Ten Commandments, in the letter and spirit of the law. The letter of the law says, thou shalt not covet. The spirit of the law says, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. So literally, we shouldn't do certain things, but the spirit of the law goes way beyond that to what we should do. And what we should do is always think about love. So, what we're going to do in the next couple of programs is see how God the Father and God the Son show love. Because when we see how they show love, we'll have more information about how we can show love. Well, I thank you for joining me on this program. If you want to log on and get this literature or any other literature, which we give away for free because we love you and we want to make it available to you, freely God has given to us, so freely we are going to give to you. So if you want to read this free article or any of the articles that we have, log on to our website, click on the link that says free literature. You can download it, or you can just simply open it up and read it at your leisure. Our website is www.christianambassadors.org. Again, that's www.christianambassadors.org. Thank you for joining me on this program, friends. I hope you'll come back for the next program, and may God be in you.